Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a bulletin warning of a heightened threat of violence by domestic extremist groups. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the warning comes 3 weeks after the deadly mob attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
The DHS alert warns that anger fueled by false narratives, especially claims about the election, could lead domestic extremist groups to carry out additional attacks in the coming weeks. Officials also warn that these groups may be emboldened by the breach of the Capitol building to, quote, target elected officials and government facilities. The department says it doesn't have evidence of a specific threat, but continues to monitor online chatter and tips reported by the public.
Windsor Johnston reporting. President Biden has signed executive orders to double energy production from renewable sources. The orders target federal subsidies for oil and other fossil fuels and halt new oil and gas leases on federal lands and waters. Biden says the nation can't wait any longer to address the climate crisis. National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy says people who lose jobs due to the changes can be retrained to work in clean energy industries. The Biden administration is suspending some pending arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the sales are worth billions of dollars to U.S. manufacturers such as Raytheon Technologies and Lockheed Martin.
The weapons sales, hammered out during the final days of the Trump administration, include munitions for Saudi Arabia and F-35 fighter aircraft for the UAE. The sale of the fighter jets was part of the Abraham Accord, whereby the UAE established relations with Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new administration wants to know what was signed.
It is typical at the start of an administration to review any pending sales, to make sure that what is being considered is something that advances our strategic objectives and advances our foreign policy.
The weapons sales will be frozen until the Biden administration has a full understanding of the deals. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The Biden administration has announced several steps to ramp up the nation's COVID-19 vaccine program. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
The White House says it's allowing retired doctors and nurses to administer vaccines and letting doctors give people shots in any state, not just the one where they're licensed. The moves are aimed at boosting the number of people available to give people shots and speed up the sluggish pace of the vaccination campaign. While more than 44 million doses of vaccine have been distributed so far, only about half of the doses have actually gotten into people's arms. The new administration is also planning to speed up the delivery of vaccine to states and buy enough vaccine to administer to almost every American.
This is NPR News. United Nations officials are worried about COVID-19 vaccines being distributed in Latin America. NPR's Jason Bobian reports on concerns that the region's problems with inequality will affect who gets immunized first.
The country in Latin America that's furthest along with COVID vaccinations is Costa Rica, and it's inoculated less than 1% of its population. Many countries haven't started immunizing at all, and others don't even know when vaccine doses will arrive. Carissa Etienne, the head of the World Health Organization's Regional Office for the Americas, says once COVID vaccines are available, they must be distributed equitably, regardless of a country or a person's wealth.
Access should not be based on privilege. Privilege of the wealthy or privilege of certain communities.
She also says doses should be made available first to healthcare workers in all countries before less vulnerable groups get access to them. Jason Bobien, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve is keeping its short-term interest rates near zero. It also plans to continue buying treasury and mortgage bonds well after the economy has sustained a recovery from the pandemic. In a statement, Chairman Jerome Powell said the improvement and job market growth has slowed in recent months, particularly in industries affected by the pandemic. Actress Gloris Nietemann died in California Wednesday. She was 94 years old. Fans may remember her best for her role as Phyllis on the 1970s Mary Tyler Moore Show. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes